You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Hey guys, it's Joel here. Normally I have a nice big manuscript typed out that I read from to give to you guys. I think I'm just going to shoot from the hip today. I wanted to talk a little bit about a passage in the Bible that I read this morning. I'm doing a Zoom call prayer and meditation session a couple times a week with a couple of homies. We start off with doing some exercise, like stretching. There's a lot of research around activating the body and how that enhances meditative practices. And then we'll do a scripture verse and do some Lectio Divina, which is ancient way of engaging scripture through reading, prayer, and meditation and contemplation. And then we usually share together at the end. But this morning, as I led in a passage, I chose one from John 9. And in this passage, Jesus heals a blind man. He mixes some saliva with some blood, tells him to go wash in a pool, and the man is miraculously healed. But the part of the story that I find fascinating is at the beginning, Jesus is just walking along with the disciples, and the disciples ask, "Rabbi, who sinned? This man, this blind man, or his parents?" And it's a telling assumption, right? What on earth are they thinking? Like, this man was just happened to be born blind. Why does it have to be someone's fault? I mean, not only is this an ancient way of trying to describe what's happening or understand whether hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, or tragedies. A lot of times in the ancient world, they thought this was God's retribution. I think that still exists today. We may not do it in the same way because we know about science now. We don't do that kind of nonsense, but we still look for someone to blame, right? We still want to be able to point the finger at something or someone. Look at COVID, right? No one is willing to just say it's nobody's fault. It's 5G. It's eating bats. It's the ghost of Hitler. I don't know. We would rather it be my fault than nobody's fault. And I got that line from something that Brené Brown put out. You can look it up on YouTube. Just type in Brené Brown blame. And she talks about this story. It's super hilarious where she's in the morning. She's wearing some white slacks, a sweater. She's drinking coffee. And she accidentally spills the coffee. It shatters on the ground. The coffee splatters on her pants. And
right out of my mouth is this: "Damn you, Steve. Who's my husband?"
And immediately she went right to blame. She tells a whole story about how he showed up late from water polo practice the night before. Therefore, she stayed up a little later than normal and needed a second cup of coffee. Ergo, this was Steve's fault. And it's so interesting to me how we think we can feel more certain, or we think we can feel more in control if we blame people, or if we shift the responsibility onto someone. And what Brené Brown says is,
here's what we know from the research: blame is simply the discharging of discomfort and pain. It has an inverse relationship with accountability.
Blaming actually doesn't help us at all. All blaming really is taking internal pain, internal discomfort, and discharging it onto other people. It actually doesn't make me feel better. It actually doesn't make any other people feel better. It erodes relationships. And it's the opposite of being accountable. It's the opposite of being vulnerable. And the person who's doing the blaming doesn't really get the relief they want. Because in the end, control is an illusion. Blaming doesn't really bring me comfort or peace. It just pushes the problem to a later day. It's like a kind of a Band-Aid on cancer. And so I'm wondering, in this COVID climate, where you're at in terms of accepting the possibility that some of the things that we struggle with aren't necessarily someone's fault. Maybe it's not a country's fault. Maybe it's not even a politician's fault. Maybe there are so many factors going on that we have no idea right now who could possibly be to blame. And maybe this is just how God's world works. I know that's super unpopular. I know that even as I said it, I'm like, oh my gosh, Joel, do I actually believe that? That God would create a world where things go wrong? It's real. It happens, guys. And I'm struggling with this. What do I do with the pain? What do I do with the suffering? Is my theology big enough to wrap its arms around it and include it? Is my concept of a loving creator who's sovereign over all creation allow for COVID-19? I mean, just some food for thought. The reality is that Jesus has the ability to step in and bring healing. But I love his answer to the disciples. He totally uses the method of distraction with them. They're like, who sinned? Is it the parents or him? And Jesus is like, neither. Look this way instead. You know, almost like a parent will talk to their toddler who's going into like a meltdown and they're like, hey, where's your nose? And they point to their nose and they forgot why they were upset. Jesus is like, hey, neither of those happened, but for God's glory to be revealed through me, watch this. And so while the media is discipling us to point fingers and to apportion blame, my challenge to you is to allow the distractive methods of Jesus to say, stop doing that and watch me. Allow those to disciple you in a different direction. I don't know. See what happens. Love you guys.